With some of their worst fears about the economic recession behind them, the board of Sitka's Sawmill Cove Industrial Park would like to begin moving forward again. KCAW's Robert Woolsey tagged along on a recent walking tour and has the story.
Even when this was a working pulp mill, Sawmill Cove must have been one of the most beautiful industrial locations in the country. On a mild autumn afternoon, as golden sunshine paints the terminal dust on the peaks of Bear and Cross Mountains, all of it mirrored in the reflecting pool of Silver Bay, park director Gary White is trying to paint a picture of his own.
If you can imagine from right about here over to the edge, they would put in fill with a sheet pile fill and then put down two dolphins, and that would be about $6.5 million. But what that would allow is that would allow freight to be able to come over this dock. It would allow Silver Bay to move their fish from here. It would allow, if the bottling company gets back up, allow water to be moved back and forth across from here to there. So that's the plan, is to get this into an active port. And then down the line, we can decide and have a conversation if we need another cruise dock in the community, and it could go here with additional infrastructure.
The idea of a cruise ship dock is so volatile in Sitka that the Sawmill Cove board has felt hamstrung in trying to build support for a sheet pile bulkhead for freight that could be conceivably used for cruise ships. And while it might make sense to build a barge landing out here to stage rock and materials for the Blue Lake Dam expansion, White says no money has been budgeted for the idea, and the materials will likely be landed at the other end of the road system and trucked through town. Longtime Sawmill Cove board member Charles Horan, however, told me he's betting that new industry at the park will emerge from areas where Sitka is already strong.
The most likely growth is going to come from the resource development that we see in town. We have water, we have fish, we have the scenery, and we have wood. You know, historically, that's really been our basis. And the real growth that we've seen have come out of those things that we've seen in town. And the growth at the park has been the fish.
Alexander Allison came on the tour as an interested citizen. He agrees that the park should focus on what Sitka has and what it stands to lose.
I'd really like to see the marine services industry take root out here to support that fleet, because right now we're losing a lot of our fleet. Every year the harbor turns into more and more of a ghost town as boats go away to Wrangell and further point south to get all kinds of work done. And you know, those things that are being done down there are things that could be happening here.
Sawmill Board Chairman Grant Miller hopes that policymakers in Sitka will get the message and put the park higher on their list of priorities. Sawmill Cove is 10 years into a 20-year development plan.
And it's hard to wait. Some of us seem like we've been waiting a long time for something to happen here.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.